mistakes. Once I'm past this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. A better man, better off. A whole lot better off.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were moved to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We're interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we're obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News. President Biden announced a new national monument.
President Biden signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
Through decades of service, he became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman cabinet secretary, the first woman cabinet secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Francis Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
With apologies to Leonard Skinner, ooh, that smell. This past Friday, a KLM flight from Amsterdam to Mexico City had, in addition to the human passengers, 100 pigs in the cargo hold. They made it all the way to Bermuda before the stench forced the pilot to divert to the main airport there. The passengers flew to Mexico City the next day, unclear if it was on.